I mentioned the big leap in the S&P 500 in the past year. We're almost at a 52-week high. What does that mean in TSP language?
Right. Well, what that means, Francis, is if you were one of those who stayed with it and after the market went down in 2008, that you have come back nicely, or that if you're in one of the L funds and stuck with that, you have come back pretty nicely. The numbers now, let's see, today it's about 1362. Back in 2007 at its height, it was at as high as 1530, the S&P 500 was, and then it dropped in 2008 and 2009 to a low of the high 600s. So if you stayed with it throughout that period of time and continued investing, you were buying low throughout that period, until the market has come back, as it largely has, and those shares that you bought during that period have appreciated very nicely.
How closely exactly does the C Fund track the S&P 500?
We are able to track the S&P 500 very closely with our asset manager, BlackRock, because the S&P 500 is just what it says. It's 500 stocks.
Mm-hmm.
So they can hold all 500 of those stocks in their capitalization weighted allocation in their fund in which we invest. So it really does mirror the S&P 500 in terms of returns, and we're rarely off by 1/100th or 2/100ths of a point. Now, our other funds, the S fund and the F fund in particular, although we've done pretty well on the F fund lately, they have an awful lot of securities in them, and the indexes do. And so the investment manager does not own all of those securities, because some of them are thinly traded, some of them are just not available, and there's over 6,000, I think, now in the Dow Completion Index. So they have what's called an optimization program, and they have a certain number of those stocks that are in the completion index, but not all of them. So they try to build a portfolio that matches the risk characteristics of the completion index, but it doesn't have all of the all of those stocks. Now, if you look at our returns over the last year in the S fund, it's actually outperformed the S fund, or the Dow Jones Completion Index. So in this case, we've been a little bit lucky, and I think BlackRock has a very good optimization program, but it's come out on our side. Remember, our goal is to track the index, not to beat it.
Better lucky than good, always say.
That's right.
And it shows in my lifestyle. What are you seeing in transactions? And people are people. Their instinct is, when something's going good, I want to get in on it. Are people starting to move back to the C fund that maybe were in the G for a long time?
We are not seeing a whole lot of that yet, but I must admit, today is the day that the Dow is back over 13,000. Now, that'll be big news. That'll get people's attention, and they might start to think, oh, okay, I've got to get back.
Mm-hmm.
So that may spawn it. But I went through the numbers for the last couple of weeks, and I'm seeing interfund transfers in the 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 range. That's a far cry from the 40,000 interfund transfers we had in one day back in 2008 when everything was heading south. So it's been very calm, actually.
I come to this part of this conversation with a tinge of sadness, my friend. We have spoken about these issues for the past 5 years, both on the air and off the air. And this is the last time we're going to do it.
It is, Francis. It's a bittersweet moment, I guess, but it's time.
I'd hug you if you were here, Tom. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
A big bear hug. I know what you look like, and that's just what it would be.
You are retiring from the TSP. What's your official last day?
My official last day is Leap Day, the 29th. I am going to leap on the 29th. Actually, it's not just me leaping. It is Penny Moran, who's been our Director of Participant Services here. We kind of think of ourselves as Butch and Sundance jumping off the cliff. We came together 25 years ago, and we're both leaving on the same day. You guys all know my name because I talk to you and Mike and everybody else because I'm the outward-facing voice of the TSP. Penny has run our internship internal operation, meaning how we deal with all of the employing agencies of government, how we get the information out there, how we get those TSP coordinators out there to do the work and make it all flow back into us. So she's kind of the unsung hero out there, and I'd like to recognize her as well. But the 29th, we're taking advantage of Leap Day, and off we go. I won't say what Butch and Sundance yelled as they jumped off the cliff.
That's a really good idea, since I would like to keep the license for the radio station.
Exactly.
I have really enjoyed our conversations. You and Penny, I've spoken to Penny a number of times, but obviously you and I have had the most conversations, and having you help me with talking to Greg Long and with Gary before him, and I've really enjoyed our conversations. I'm not going to be here next Monday, which would be normally our last conversation. So I wish you Godspeed, and you have really served your agency tremendously well over the years, Tom, and you deserve every enjoyment that you get from your retirement, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it, and I am very grateful to you and to the whole crew over there, I've got to say. I remember when we first set this up, I was told, don't worry, we are not gotcha radio. What we want to do is get information out here to the folks, and that's exactly what you've done. You've asked good questions, picked topics that were important to people at the time, and asked good questions, and off we go.